SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the dock strike enters day three, there are some urging President Biden to invoke a 1947 law, the Taft-Hartley Act, as a way to suspend the strike. That law authorizes a president to seek a court order for an 80-day cooling-off period for companies and unions to try to resolve their differences. However, the president has said that he will not intervene. Hurricane Helene's death toll reaching 200 after Georgia and North Carolina reported more fatalities from the storm. It was the deadliest to hit the U.S. mainland since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Dave Beamer rebuilt his home in Steinhatchee, Florida, after it was totaled by Hurricane Idalia, only to see it washed into the marsh by Helene.
I feel so bad for everybody, and everybody says, I'm sorry, and everybody's sorry, and now it's time to go back to work, and let's get it done.
President Biden will be in Florida and Georgia today. Also at SRNNews.com, Eric Adams likely to face more charges as the New York mayor accuses the Biden administration of political persecution. Bernie Bennett explains.
New York Mayor Eric Adams returned to the federal courthouse in Manhattan Wednesday for a hearing in a sprawling corruption case that could send him to prison for 45 years if he's convicted. But the former police captain's defense is asking for the court to toss at least one charge and punish the government for leaks of confidential information. The mayor previously blamed the White House for a migrant crisis in New York City that overwhelmed its shelter system. At his arraignment last week, the mayor pleaded not guilty and was released without bail. Then on Tuesday, the mayor's attorneys filed a motion seeking an evidentiary hearing for a sanction against the Department of Justice. They suggest that the appropriate remedy could be tossing the indictment entirely. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Generation Z is seeking, but for what?
Young Americans ages 11 to 26 are not especially Christian or even religious. But a new poll from the Barna Group still finds that 64% of them have prayed to God in the past week. To what God is unclear, but they are praying. That percentage is about twice the number of Gen Z who go to church or read the Bible. The numbers suggest that America's youngest people are seeking spiritual answers, even as they turn their backs on traditional faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fact-checkers are taking Tim Walz to task for claiming that the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 is calling for a registry of pregnancies. He made that claim during this week's vice presidential debate, but in fact, Project 2025 calls for the collection of accurate and reliable statistical data about abortion, abortion survivors, and abortion-related maternal deaths. This is SRN News. Typhoon Grathon made landfall in the major Taiwanese port city of Kaohsiung. The slow-moving typhoon prompted the closure of schools and offices for a third consecutive day, and authorities are asking people to stay indoors. The typhoon has brought Kaohsiung, a city of 2.7 million people, to a standstill. The Department of Homeland Security announcing that it would ban the import of goods from the Chinese steel manufacturer and a Chinese maker of artificial sweetener.
The agency has accused the companies of being involved in the use of forced labor from China's far west region of Xinjiang. The action broadens the scope of a U.S. government effort to clean up supply chains. It also comes under a federal law that President Biden signed at the end of 2021. The Chinese government has refuted the claims as lies.
Correspondent Jeremy House. More details at SRNNews.com.